Today, we are broadcasting from Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us tonight.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very heavy. The Hot Nights Podcast.
That's right, Abby Chatfield. Rock you like a hurricane. Now this I'd like to see. Say it again.
No Abby. Play guitar for you and me.
Wow. He's done it.
Kai.
I like when you sing to us.
That was so good. That was amazing. So everyone, I have a dream. And it is to play guitar. I've always wanted to play guitar. I think I learned guitar in year 9 music.
Oh yeah.
And kind of, you know, that then stopped doing music. And my music teacher, I think her like brother-in-law was the guy from Wolf Mother or something.
Oh, really? So, what's his name? The one with all the curly hair? God, I've forgotten his name.
Waman!
Yeah, Waman!
And when they won the Grammy, they announced it across the speakers at school, saying, Wolf Mother have won the Grammy!
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Students are like, we don't care. Like,
no, we cared.
Oh, did you?
Oh, we cared.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we really cared.
Really?
Okay, yeah, because
right.
We were connected to Wolf Mother who won a Grammy.
Oh, that's pretty
interesting. Are you joking?
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, so I've always wanted to play guitar, and I've never really had the motivation or the drive. until now, because obviously Post Malone is coming to Australia, and this may surprise some of you, but I'm a huge Post Malone fan. Like, I love Post Malone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a lot. All throughout uni, it's all I listen to on repeat. I know all the words to all of his songs. And I saw a fan have a sign saying, can I play Stay For You, which is one of his songs.
Yes.
And then I thought, I want to play Stay for Post Malone. I want to play a song for Post Malone. Maybe not Stay because it's already been done.
Okay.
But I thought, in order to get an interview with him, my best shot is to learn a skill and guilt the record label into giving me time with him because, oh, look, she's tried so hard and given us, you know, 7 months of her learning and her caring about Post Malone so much.
Yeah, we don't want to just have a chat with him.
No, I want to show him that I can play the guitar for him.
We're going in with a value add where most people, like radio stations stuff, want to just chat to Post Malone. We will say, obviously, hi, ask today's life, but also have Abby there hunched over playing one of his songs.
Playing guitar and say, and we can show him the journey. So we start that journey today. Here's what happened.
Had a little lesson before.
It was so much fun. You had a little lesson from Roro.
Because I can play guitar.
You
mostly
play guitar.
I haven't played this guitar in 10 years, and mostly the guitar at the moment is just there for kick-ons at my place of the boys after a night out.
The boysies.
This is how it went earlier today. So I thought maybe we could start by just, this is how you hold it. This is you have it in your hand, your thumb's behind the neck.
Okay.
You have the pick in your hand. Mm-hmm. You got the pick?
Yeah, how do you hold the pick?
Put the pick like it's a P. See that? Like it's a P.
Like very basic. A little bit showing.
Yeah, there you go.
Little
bit showing.
Pointy bit showing.
Yeah, little pointy bit.
But how do you know? Tell me what the notes are.
I don't know what note that is. I just found it on the internet and I've just been playing.
Okay.
I thought maybe you could watch me.
Okay.
Watch me play the guitar, baby. So it goes 7, 7, 10.
Mm-hmm.
With the pinky?
Yep.
7, 10, 8, 7. Do you reckon you could do that? It's just a couple of notes.
7. Okay, so it's 7.
Do you reckon you could do
7,
that?
10, 7, 8, 7.
Yes.
6, 7. No.
There's no 6. There's only 7.
Should again
you,
slowly.
Should you try to? Yeah, of course. So also, the good thing about the guitar is the dots here mean...
Oh.
3, 5, 7,
oh,
9.
Oh,
and what's that?
Well, actually, the guitar's easy to play. 11.
No, it's 12.
Anyway. Why did it go in twos? And then
now that the neck starts again, it's music theory. It's come on, mate.
Okay.
Go, hold that.
Okay.
All right,
oh,
take that.
All right.
So, down. Boom. Boom.
Down.
Boom. And then boom. Yep.
Down. Okay.
Actually, did it much faster than I thought you would.
I did it. Down. Down.
That's it. Great.
Down. I wish I could use my pinky, but it isn't strong enough.
Yeah.
You have
to learn to strengthen all fingers.
But I don't want to. They're already very big. They don't fit a lot of rings. A lot of rings don't fit my fingers and they're only going to get bigger and stronger with this guitar journey.
I think you did pretty well.
I think I did pretty well, but the thing is I need to be consistent. So I think I might do some more tomorrow before the show.
So I should just leave my guitar here.
Well, how else am I going to learn?
I don't know. You take one of the other ones sitting around. It's a big, you know. Okay, yes, you can leave my
Thank
guitar
you.
Here.
You said you haven't played it in 10 years.
Yeah, but you see,
you're not having kick-ons tomorrow night, are you?
You don't know my Maybe. Life,
Hot Nights Podcast.
All right. In case you missed it, we're trying to teach Abby how to play guitar. Well, we are actually, I don't want to say trying, we are actually teaching how
we're
to play.
We're actually succeeding, which is quite funny.
I didn't think it really we would, but, but you're killing it because we want to get Postman, because Postman is coming to town. Yep. Is it early next year or at the end of this year? Early next year with the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, and I love Post Malone, and obviously the chances of us getting interviewed are quite slim because he doesn't need to press.
No, because that's what happens, guys. When these guys are so massive, they come to these big arena tours and they just sit in backstage or at the hotels living life.
They don't need to press. It's sold out without them even trying. So
yeah, exactly.
What we want to do is maybe play a sympathy card, and hopefully the record label will go, hey, this girl's been trying to play guitar for 8 months just for you.
Yeah.
Can you please give her 2 minutes of your time? She'll come. You don't have to get dressed. Like, she'll do anything.
Yeah. Like, we'll just go back. We'll go backstage when he's here in Sydney, and, you know, we'll do an interview, and then we'll go again.
Well, we'll see if it works. But me with my little guitar.
Oh, that's right. So, guys,
update.
I have a beautiful guitar. It's worth like two. That's gorgeous. But it is quite big, right?
Part of $2,000.
Yeah, it's like $2,000 guitar.
So that man that had 41 guitars, that's a lot of money.
He would have spent hundreds on that, on like thousands. Like 41 guitars. I mean, they might be like really little ones, but even if they're all average $1,000, yes, lot of money on guitars. Also, 41's too many, but good on him. Power to him. We all collect things. We all have our vices.
Anyway.
Mine is beautiful, but it's quite big. Part of the model name is Fat Something. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we had to thought maybe Abby gets something a little bit small, and I'd forgotten you can get 3/4 guitars.
Because I did go on my Instagram stories and I said, no one give me tips. I don't want tips. Because everyone always like mansplains to me, but just like follower splains to me. Like,
yeah.
Actually. But I did get a lot of DMs saying you should try a 3/4 size because it looks like it's like hurting your shoulder. And I was like, oh.
And I forgot you can get them.
You can.
So lovely producer Max ran out and bought one today.
Yes, and just said, give me the cheapest one.
He said, give us the cheapest one because it was coming out of his own back pocket.
No, it wasn't. He's getting reimbursed.
Maybe. Well, that's actually not approved. So we will see.
Guys, they're going to give you $100-something. If not, I'll give you the money.
Well, at least it's live now. Okay. So we've tried it again. Also gave Abby a couple extra tips to use. We walked in some other stuff.
Well, should we walk through the tips?
Well, we did the little each finger, each fret.
So Rowan said don't, because I was trying to move my fingers kind of up and down the neck of the guitar, you know, really
careful.
Really getting into it.
It's not even 7/4.
No, it's not. But he said keep the fingers on the right, on the same fret. And I said touch typing.
It's like touch typing.
It's touch typing, but for guitar. Then you also said I don't have to move my, say if I'm doing like my pointer finger.
Yeah.
If I put my pinky down, it actually will, like, I don't have to move my pointer off.
Yeah, see? I love how I'm, like...
Shortcuts.
I'm giving you these little shortcuts and you're taking them on. It's great. Should we have a little listen to see how the lesson today went?
And the new guitar.
And the new guitar, yeah.
Okay, don't we, are we doing it? We're just practicing.
Yeah.
All right.
It's definitely, the practice is paying off a bit, I think.
I think so as well. Also the tips as well.
Oh, yeah. Each finger has its own fret.
I understand.
Remember? Each finger, yeah. Okay, so the next bit goes like this.
Bum, 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 bum.
So instead of going 10, 8, 7, it goes 10, 8, 10, 8, 7.
10, 8, you get 10, it? 8, 7.
So, yeah, you get it. Here we go, baby.
Okay, okay.
High five. That's
okay.
Good. Good.
Okay, guys.
We're shredding. I do think, though, one more day
can
on the three.
I do a chord so I sound like I'm interesting.
Oh, you want to do a chord?
Yeah.
Do you want to do a bar chord or do you want to do like a rock star kind of like a rock star kind of. One like that? Or do you want one like an open chord?
What's an open chord?
Oh, it's just on the. You just put all your fingers. It's a C.
How do you know what C is? Who decided that?
Well, because the root note is C.
Doesn't sound good.
No. So it's first. Oh, you know what? We'll come back to this tomorrow. I'll teach you some chords tomorrow.
Fine. All right. I'll keep practicing on my little three quarter.
Okay. All right. Well,
that was a ballad version.
The ballad version. See, guys. So clearly,
I'm gonna fight 'em off.
So clearly getting better.
I'm gonna take this home tonight because I couldn't take yours home because I feel like neither of us trusted me with your.
That's true.
Guitar. So we didn't even float the idea.
I reckon. Can I be honest as well? I don't know if I trust you to bring it back.
I put an air tag on it.
No. I fully believe you know where it is. Will you bring it back in?
I have to practice at home.
Yeah, but what about the pencil case? You haven't brought that back in.
Why don't we leave your guitar here? The pencil case is in my car downstairs.
It's been in your car.
Guys, I have ADHD. 4 weeks. Okay, I'm neurodivergent. I don't think it's very fair to make fun of me right now.
Don't weaponize that.
I'm not weaponizing it. That's why I forget things. Cause I have ADHD.
Okay. I know.
So,
I get it. I'm saying.
So.
Well, if you forget things, why would you take the guitar home just in case?
Because I can't just live my life trying to not forget things. I have to live my life with joy and rock.
With rock. Okay, Ozzy Osbourne.
All right.
One more go.
Let's go, baby. It's not working.
Okay, that's all right.
Any more practice?
Okay, make sure you better take it home tonight.
Hot Nights Podcast.
We have a full audience
for
your live performance of the guitar. Because you're learning guitar.
I'm learning guitar.
And you're getting really good.
I'm not getting really good. I have got this down pat, but I've tried to start singing while also doing it, and it's not working very well. I get very confused.
The good thing about a small, intimate crowd is you can see the whites of their eyes.
Yeah,
so you can
good.
Really, really know how they're feeling.
So do I... Okay, so I'm going to play.
Yeah. Have you been practicing the extra little bit I told you?
Yeah, okay, cool. So just to update, guys, I actually got a three-quarter guitar because the other one was too big for me because I'm so little and petite.
They're not here for a conversation. They are here for a performance.
I'm nervous.
I know you are.
And the way I fight nerves is by talking, okay? Well, that's why I have this job.
Less chatting.
Play
the song, Schneebly. Let's go.
All right, ready, guys? Everyone, shut up!
Ready? Here we go.
There's a heckler here.
And 5, 6... 7, 8.
I'm nervous, sorry. No, don't laugh, don't laugh.
Keep going. That was pretty good.
It was pretty good?
Hey, was that all right, guys?
Yay!
Okay,
one more time or no? Encore?
Yeah, encore.
One more song.
Bring it back out. One sec.
Play another song with the same song.
I'll play the same song.
Do our favourite. Play the hits.
You know Wonderwall?
Woo!
Hey, well done. Any thoughts from anyone here? Anyone have anything to say?
No thoughts?
Here we go.
Guys, keep in mind, it's been 4 days of practice, 15 minutes each time. It's only an hour of practice.
That's what I wanted.
Yeah. You guys have all been held hostage. Well, go back to planning your show.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Got it!